in the first two cases, the Mishnah and then Tessimah Beis, first case is the woman goes to the restroom and she sees Dom. So the mayor says if she's Omeda, she's Tmeya. If she's Yosheva, she's Tahora. Reb Yossi says Benkach or Benkach, she's Tahora. And then the Mishnah has a second case where both the man and the woman go to the restroom and into the basin and they find Dom on the Mayim. And Reb Yossi is Matar and Reb Shimon is Matame. So the Mishnah doesn't present in the second case what Reb Meir holds like. So the Gemara has a Shaila on the Testament base in the middle of the Amud. And at the end of the day, it turns out to be a Machlokish and Shlokish and Reb Yochanan what Reb Meir holds in the second case. According to a Shlokish, Reb Meir will be Metame, even in the case of the second case, which is a Sveik Sveika. And according to Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan says that Reish Lakish will. Reb Yochanan says that Reb Meir will be Metahir in the second case because it's a Sveik Sveika. He's only Machim in the first case because it's a Chad Sveika. And the Gemara has a Brisa proving, like Reb Yochanan, that Reb Yochanan is correct because the Gemara quotes the Brisa says Reb Meir Reb Yossi Metahirin, Reb Shimon is Metame. And the Gemara says that. One would have thought I would add a havamina that's only b'diavad l'chachila lo kamash malan. So Rashi comments here in Dibur HaMaskil kamash malan mi mishnah yisei rasa to lo itzrich dafil l'chachila kama. So the Mordechai and Shavuos and also the Sidrei Tara interpret Rashi as saying that Rashi is saying that according to the Shita of Reb Yossi will hold not only in the second case but also in the first case l'chachila, and therefore she'll be okay to her husband and for Taurus halacha l'maisa. That's how the Mordechai and the Sidrei Tara interpret Rashi. However, the Ramah and the Shach paskin not that way, and the Ramah and the Shach paskin that if she urinates into the basin in the Fereisha case, then only Bidiyevid, she has to be Machmer Lechachila for her husband and also for Taurus, Halacha Lamaisa. And that's the way Rabbeinu Hanano learns the Pshat in the Gemara on Yudalim and Beis. Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Hanano. And the Shach actually writes that Rashi also holds like Rabbeinu Hanano, even though the Sidrei Tara writes that the Shach forgot the Mordechai, but what emerges is that when he says in Mishnah Seirasa, the Shach's learning Pshat and Rashi that Mishnah Seirasa means Dafka the Seifa, but Lichachila, but the Reisha in a Chanami will be Usher Lichachila. So it's two ways up to learn up Rashi. When Rashi is Mishnah Seirasa, this means only that case. That's where the Shach's learning up, and that Rashi's learning like Rabbeinu Hanan. Or you say, no, because it's an extra case, that allows us to interpret the ratio also that'll be lechachila. So it'll chapa big nafkamina ledina, and as I said, we pass like the Ramah and the Shach that the din is that lechachila she should be machmir if she's standing when she goes to the restroom. Lechachila she should be machmir lebaila and letiris based on that diuk and Rashi the way the Shach learns it. Okay. Now, we mentioned that Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Shlokish, if we go like Reb Yochanan, which is the way we usually paskin, even though here we hold like Reb Yossi Ledina, but Reb Yochanan's of the opinion that Reb Meir makes a split and says by one suffek you'll be machmer, but by sveik sveika, Reb Meir would be tahor. So, there is a famous sheet of Reb Meir in general in Shas, and that is the Reb Meir is Choshesh L'Myuta. We all know that we follow Rov, Acharav L'Hatos. And Reb Meir is Choshesh L'Myuta. So the Prima Gadim in his Sefer on Chulin, on Yud Aleph and Mebez, and Rosh Yosef has a Safek. He says he always wondered, is Reb Meir Choshesh L'Myuta in a case of Sveik Sveika? And he says he never found a Raya either way. So it's interesting, the Aruch Lanier, the first Aruch Lanier in the Perek here on the New Testament base points out a Chuvas Aran, and he says that if you put together the two sveikas here, maybe it was from the man, and even from the woman, maybe it's from, you know, the urinary tract from a wound, and it's not from the mucker. So he says that basically makes it a miuchein amatsu. So it's hard to prove, you know, it's hard to say, oh, Rav Meir says fake sveika, what happened to the shash lemuta? Well, you know, it's a little bit like Taisa says in Gittin on Beis and Beis, like Rav Meir holds muta the muta lo chashinim. So basically, maybe a sveik sveika, you know, turns a chashish lemuta to a muta demuta, and therefore, that's why Rav Meir is not concerned about his general opinion of chashish lemuta in the situation of a sveik sveika. So that's what the Aruch Laniri quotes from the Chuvas Aran in Simon Mem Tes. That's what Aruch Laniri writes. But it is possible, perhaps, that one could say that the Shmaitzin, Shmaitza Aleph Pirik Yates, brings a raya from our Gemara that Rav Meir, in the situation of Sveik Sveika, is not Choshish Lemiyutim. He brings a raya from our Gemara, because the Shaila of Choshish Lemiyutim, Taisa says in Yevamos on Kuf Yates Amud Aleph, Dir Maskan Mechavarta, is a big shaila. When Remeir's chayish lemiyuta, is he chayish lemiyuta midiraisa, or is it a chumra midirabanan, or maybe it's only when there's a chazaka on the side of the mute. Taisus has three shitas, and again, whether when Remeir's chayish lemiyuta, was that minat Torah, is only a chumra midirabanan, or is it only when there's a chazaka? That's in general to know about Remeir's shita. But the Shmaitza wants to say is that you see from this Gemara that Rav Meir holds that a sveik sveik is considered to be what? Is considered to be good. And if that's the case, what about your chashish lemiyuta? Must be that in such a situation we're not chashish lemiyuta. Why is that? Why is that? Because it could very well be that this points to the direction of why is a sveik sveik in general mutter. There is a famous Gemara in Ksubis on Tesamet Aleph that writes that a sveik sveik is mutter. Let's just give the case. A man marries a woman, he says, Pesach Pasuch Masati. He claims that she was between Eris and Nisuan, they used to wait 12 months, that she was with another man. And therefore, she's not a psula, she's a bula. So the Gemara says, in 98% of the cases, she's not believed because there's a sveik sveik. Maybe she was Mizan after Erison. Maybe it was before Erison. If it was after Erison, she's Aser. And if it's before Erison, she's Mutter. But even within the block that it's after Erison, maybe she was raped. So the Rashba and Simon Tuf Aleph in the Tshuva says that a Sveik Sveik is Mutter Mitam Rov. And since it's Mutter Mitam Rov, it might even be Adif Mi Rov. He has such a Lashon. And therefore, since it might be even Adif Mi Rov, because 75% points to Mutter, 25% points to Aser. And if that's the case, that's the reason why a sveik sveik is taka mutter. And if a sveik sveik is taka mutter, so lemaisa, it's like based on like a gigantic rove. So maybe also that turns it into a very small mute. And the Shmaitza says, you see from here, that Rav Meir is not concerned with his general shita of chayshish lemiyuta when you talk about a case of a sveik sveik. And that is the chiddush that you find here. So number one, you could say it's a mute and a matsui, like the Aruch Laniri says then Chuvas Aran. Number two, you might say that the notion of sveik sveik is mutter mitam rov. If it's mutter mitam rov, it's such a great rov that it also becomes mute de muta, and therefore one would not be chayshish for it at all. Now, the ra'ah in the Tertus Abayis has a different formulation why sveik sveik is mutter. And he says, it's not like a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is that it's based on statistics. That's what a Ruba de Lesa Kaman is. You have statistics that, you know, most women give birth at 9 months. Most people, Bayan Har, are healthy. So if a person shoots someone dead in their Edom and Asra, we assume we kill him. We assume he wasn't a Trefer. So that's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. But a Ruba de Isa Kaman is that you have 10 stores, 9 are kosher in front of you, 1 is not. So the Ra'ah formulates sveik sveik as being mutter, not as like a Ruba de Lesa Kaman like the Rashba. He formulates it as being a Ruba de Isa Kaman. And that's because the possibilities are smack in front of you. So they're not like statistics and numbers, but they're like the slots are in front of you. And since they're in front of you, kind of plug in which one's going to be mutter, which one's going to be usher. So it's a machloikis between the Rashba and the Raw. Why is fake fake is mutter? Is it Rubin Lesa come on or Rubin Isa come on? Why is that so important? Because maybe one could say the following, and that is that if you hold, like the Ra'ah, that a Sfek Sfek is Mutter, because it's a Rubid Isa Kaman, Tysus writes in Chulin on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and Tysus says in Vomis and Samar Zayinim and Beis, that Reb Meir is only Cholik on the Chachamim by a Rubid the Lesa Kaman. That's when Reb Meir says Yechoshish Lemiyutah. But when we're talking about a Rubid Isa Kaman, Reb Meir is moted to the Chachamim, you go Basarov. And therefore, if you formulate a Sfek Sfek as being a Rubid Isa Kaman, like the Ra'ah, then we want to know whether is Reb Meir Choshish Lemiyutah when it comes to a Sfek Sfek? You can't prove anything from our Gemara, because if you formulate Sfek Sfek as being Mutter, like the Ra'ah, then it's a Rubid Isa Kaman, he's never Choshish Lemiyutah when it comes to Rubid Isa Kaman. He agrees Lemaisa with the Chacham. And we had that a few years ago when we were learning about the Zohar. The Ran says because the robe is like right there, the nine stores are kosher, like destroys the one store. And therefore, if that's the case, then one could say that Lemaisa, according to the Ra'ah, also, because Remeir is never going to be Chosh Lemuta in a situation of Sveik Sveika, because if you learn Sveik Sveika, it's Mutter Ben Hashem Rubid Isa Kaman, his Shita doesn't apply, Bichlau. So that's a third formulation that I want to point out. Number one, we point out like the Ra, Norach and Nir. Number two, we're pointing out like the Rashba, it becomes a Muta to Muta. Number three is, if you formulate Sveik Sveik as being Rubid Isa Kaman, Reb Meir Bichlau never says Chosh Lemuta by Rubid Isa Kaman. Then I think there's a fourth way you could say it, and that is that what emerges from this is another approach to why Sveik Sveik is Muta, which will be our third. The Rav Zatzal had a beautiful beer in Mishitas Rabbeinu Tam, that a Sveik Sveik is Mutter because, not because like the Rashba, that it's a Rubid Isa Kaman, not like the Ra'ah, that it's a Rubid Isa Kaman, but he had a third approach, and that is that when you deal with a Sveik Sveik, there's no latest asafik at all. That Lemaisa, when you come to a Rav with a Shiloh, there's a cloud of doubt, and the Rav has to answer the Shiloh. But when you come with a Sveik Sveik, it's like, you know, it's like the guy's paranoid. You know, don't bother me with the Shiloh. And therefore, there's no latest asafik that you have to answer anything with. Rabbeinu Tam actually, I'll read you the Lashon, the Rashba quotes in Beah, the Rabbeinu Tam, and hopefully we'll get back to it, we have time. When you have a sfeik sfeik against a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, the Rabbeinu Tam says it's okay. And the Rashba's Lashon is, Medivi Rabbeinu Tam, Nilmo, the whole soft sfeik sfeik, Afilu B'Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, Mutru L'Alter, the time in the price of the Tani Sarva Bell of Kulan Asurus for Shunda have a Dorshish from Martin of Field Bell for Bato, the Filoch Davka Vada have a Suffolk law. The time in Mishun the Hoshu the Suffolk Sveik Sveika Heter Gomer Mashvinen Lay. The beautiful Lashon that he says. This is the Rajbah and Bey Gimel Bey Sofir Maskani Sarva. So according to Rabbeinu Tam learns that a Sveik Sveik is so powerful, even though you have a situation that you could wait to be Mutter, you don't have to. And it could very well be Rabbeinu Tam Shita in the beginning of Ksubis on Daf Beis Manafa, when you have a Sveik Sveik that's Efshel Levarer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to. I don't have to even Varer, because a Sveik Sveik is like a cannon. It's so powerful, it's like there's no latest Asafik at all. There's nothing to even answer. It's Mutter and Gansen. So if you say like that, then it's possible to say, if you say like the Rav's Pshat, that a Sveik Sveik beats out a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, and the Mishnah in Ksubis that a Basula gets married on Wednesday is just a low plu because of the two cases, Ashes Cohen and Ashes Yisrael, Bipachas V'Baal Shol Hashanim, which is where there's one suffix, which we'll get back to. We said 98% of the cases is Sveik Sveik. There's only two cases, and the Rabbeinu Tam says the whole Mishnah is a low plu because of those two cases. Because a Sveik Sveik that's Efshel Levarer, you don't have to Levarer. It's Mutter. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam stands on his head over there and says that the whole Mishnah is a low pluk. So it could very well be, if you hold the Sveik Sveik is Mutter, so then Lemaisa, there's no latest asafik, so I don't have to invoke my Shita of Chashina Lemuta. It doesn't come up. When we have to be choshish l'muta is when we have a latest asafik, and then, okay, then I'm choshish l'muta. But if there's no latest asafik, there's nothing to talk about. So, therefore, we had four different ways to say over why Lamaisa, Reb Meir's general sheet and shash of chashin l'muta will not Lamaisa apply by cases of sveik sveik, either because of mutsi and a matsui, either because it becomes like a muta de muta with the Rashba, or becomes, or it's a Ruba Disa command with Bichlal, he doesn't have a sheet of chashin l'muta, or because of the Rav's board that it's in the Rabbeinu Tam that it's not even a latest a suffix, so there's nothing to talk about. So his whole sheet would not come up, and that's why the Gemara never quotes it here. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following, and we also, based on this, came up with three mahalchim, why sveik sveik is mutter. Let's add the fourth, which is the most famous, probably. We're always familiar with the Rashba's psak, that suffik deraisa is l'chumra. That's what we pask in Alach L'maisa. The Sefer Haredim says the marker of that din is from Ubacharta B'chaim, which we'll have soon in the part in the Chumash. If you have a suffix about medical issues, a guy will go to the doctor. If you have a suffix about spiritual issues, you should be machmer. So the Sefer Haredim says that's the marker for suffix deraisa l'chumra, like the Rashba. But the Rambam, in Perek Tes, and it was Tumas Meis Alach Yud Beis, has a different sheet. He holds suffix deraisa, midraisa l'kula, and midrabban l'chumra. And the Shmites and other places bothered by, if you hold, the Gemara has in Kiddushan I and Dalam and Af that Vaday Mamzer Asr Torah, Sufik Mamzer Mutter Minat Torah. It's Mashmah only by Mamzer, Sufik Mamzer Mutter. Mashmah everywhere else, it's Asr. So how could the Rambam say that you are a Makel and call it Torah Kulu? So a member of a Mital Shlita, my Rebbe, he pointed out in Shalbim that if you look, the Rambam, the Shmites did not have the Rambam the Tshuvas. The Rambam the Tshuvas says his marker for Sufik Reis and Reis Lekula comes from Sufik Mamzer. That's the din in Kol Torah Kula. The Shmites were saying a special din there, mainly Frek the Kasha, and he has a few prakam on there to front for that Kasha. But the Rambam himself writes Beferish that Sufik Reis has been Reis Lekula from Sufik Mamzer. And in the Sveik Sveika, the Rabbanan weren't Machmer. Because Sufik deraisa and deraisa l'kula mid rabbanon l'chumra on one Sufik, but in two Sveikas, the rabbanon weren't machmer. So what emerges is four different svaras why a Sveik Sveika is taka mutter, okay? And we also had four different ways about relating Reb Meir with Chai Shlomitra. So I saw on the Sefer Mei Nida, a beautiful Sefer, he asked a Kasha, very strong Kasha. I thought it was a very strong Kasha. He asks in the first case, in the Mishnah, in the Reisha, don't you also have a Sveik Sveika? And despite that, Reb Meir said that she is what? She is Tomei. Which should be a Kasha on Reb Yochanan, because Reb Yochanan said that Reb Meir held that in Sveik Sveika, Reb Yochanan said Reb Meir would be Mitar. What's the Sveik Sveika? The Sveik Sveika, he says, is that it's a suffix, whether it's from the Meirag line, from the urinary tract of wood, or it's from the Mucker. And even if it's from the Mucker, maybe it's from the Aliyah. And Dom from the Aliyah is not Metame. That's his Kasha. That's a Kasha that he asked. So he answers that he doesn't think that this is a Kasha because this is a Sveik Sveika that's not Mishapech. In order for a Sveik Sveika to be good, you have to be able to turn it around. What's the example? The classic Sveik Sveika we gave is Onus Baratzon. The first Sveik Sveika in Ksubis was Tachta Reino Tachta. Was it after Erison or before Erison? Even after Erison, maybe she was raped. You can flip that one, right? How do you flip it? Onus or Ratzon. And even if it was Ratzon, maybe it was Eino Tachta. So that classical Sveik Sveika in Shas is, I don't know if there's such a word in English, but it is flippable, right? Maybe there is. I don't know if there is such a word. But whatever it is, you can be mahapechet. So he wants to claim this sveik sveike, you cannot be mahapech. Because what's going to happen? You go mina alio mina makor. And once you say mina makor, you can't say, it's from the meirag line. So since you can't flip it, this is not a legitimate sveik sveike. So What is this concept of a Sveik Sveika? You have to be able to be Mahapechet. The Pri Chodesh writes there's no such cloud. Lo Hayav Lo Nivra. Never existed. it never existed, then we've got to come up with a different answer to this kasha. But where does it come from, this concept? So let's just mention it quickly, but I want to make sure we get it. There is a interesting din that the Shach writes in the Klali Sfeik Sfeik and Kufiyot and Osid Gimel. If you have a situation where you have, let's say, an ox that has a nail on its back, and the Gemara says that if a lion put the nail into his back, it puts poison into it and will kill it. So it's a Sfeik Sfeika there, because you don't know whether the lion went into the place where the shvarim are, where the oxen are. And it's also possible, even if the lion went in, maybe he rubbed against the wall and the nail came from something that was on the wall, not from the shore. And maybe it would not make him a treifer. So in that situation, the Rashba writes that this is a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. And he quotes this, Beis Yosef quotes this in Siman Nun Zayin and Hilchos Treifus. And the Shach says you cannot be Mahapich that, because what are you going to say? You're going to say that was it from the lion or was it from the kosel? And even if it's from the lion, you know, maybe he didn't come in. What does that mean? You can't be Mahapich that. So the Shach says, what kind of Sfeik Sfeika is that? So he says the following. You only need the Mahapichit when it's what? When it's reasonable for the Sfeik Sfeika to be possible that one Suffolk shouldn't be code in the second Suffolk. But when it's mistabra that one Suffolk has to come before the second Suffolk, then the mice, it doesn't have to be flippable. So the first suffix here is that did the lion come in or not? That's more mistopper. So even if it's not flippable, it doesn't bother me. Still a good Sfeik Sfeika. That's the shachs you sowed in the Klali Sfeik Sfeika. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, in our case, also, it's very mistopper that we would don first. It's very mistopper that even Lamaisa, we would don first. Is it Meiraglaim or is it from the woman? And even if it's from the woman, maybe it's from the Makar, but maybe it's from the Aliyah. It's very mistabir that in this situation, that, you know, if it's not Mahapich, it wouldn't bother me. Because based on that rule of the Shach, you should be able to what? You should be able to actually what? Say it's good, even though it's not flippable, even though you can't be Mahapich. So, Lamais, if you say like that, so there are two svaras that we could dingzach on this teretz. The Sefer Medita says this is not a. We can answer the kasha by saying it's a sfeik, it's not a sapik. First of all, that klal, the pre-chadash says lo hayav lo nivra. We're going to get to Tosfos holds it doesn't exist either. Tosfos in two places in Ksubas, Testament Alpha and Testament Beis. We'll quickly get to it. And number two, we're saying that it doesn't have to be flippable if it's mistaber that you have to don on one suffix first before the second. So if that's the case, we'll have to come up with another teretz to that kasha of the Meinita. Where are the two Tosim? Tosis on Tesimut Beis in Ksubis points out that maybe you can make a Sfeik Sfeika whether the man is a Baki or not a Baki in Pesach Basuach, and even Lamaisa, you could say Lamaisa Shema was done Ba'onis. Even if it was a Baki, maybe it was Ba'onis. And that's not, you can't flip that, because if Onis or Ratzon, what are you going to say? Shema is not a Baki? Once you say it's Ratzon, you're done. You can't say, oh, Shemi wasn't a Baki. So, Lamaisa, Tosis asked that kasha, and Tosis gives an answer, Rov Bikinein, but the Shita Mekubetzes there says, no, it's not flippable. So, if the Shita Mekubetzes holds, it's a Sfeik Sfeika that's not Mesapov. If you bout that Tosis doesn't say it, doesn't give that there, Tosis doesn't hold to this concept that a Sfeik Sfeika has to be Mesapov. That's the one on Amid Beis. The Tosis in Tesimut Aleph says, Beferish, that maybe you can make up a Sfeik Sfeika. Let's mention this now. The two cases where the Gemara says you only have one suffix is Ashes Kohen. Because if Ashes Kohen, God forbid, is raped, she's Usher. So the only suffix you have is Tachtav Eino Tachtav. That's the case of Ashes Kohen. What's the other case? Ashes Yisrael, that the father's Makaba Kedushin less than she's three. And then let's say they're going to have Nesuin later on, she's after 12. So the Gemara says, Anita and Dach Mentes Rashi goes to the Nesuin grow back if she had Bia less than three. So the only suffix is whether it was Onus or Ratzel. You know for sure it was Tachtav. So Tosis and Amud Aleph asks, well, I could come up with a new Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe it was Drusus Ish, or maybe it's a Mukhet Tzeitz. And that's what Tosis says. I could come up with a new Sfeik Sfeika and say like that, and therefore, even if it's Drusus Ish, maybe it was an Onus. That also is not, you can't Mahapach that, Lamaisa. So the Shidib Kabetta says, oh, you can't Mahapach it, so it's considered to be what? It's considered to be not a good Sfeik Sfeika. So I'm saying Tosis and both Hanuman Aleph and Beis denies that cloud. So therefore, we're left back with the Kasha Lamaisa. Again, the Kasha was on the Reisha that we, Rabbi Yochanan, holds Beferish of Meir by Sfeik Sfeika, holds as Tahor. What do you mean? In the first case, can't you have a Sfeik Sfeika? And despite that, the Meir says it's Tmeya. So we want to say it's not a good Sfeik Sfeika, it's not Mahapach. Well, not everyone holds to that. Pre-Chadish says the cloud never existed, and we're pointing out Tysus doesn't hold of it. The Sfora for it to be Mahapach is, I think if you hold like the Rav that it, you know, that is no latest a Suffolk, it has to be a stark Sfeik Sfeika. So if you should be able to Mahapach it in order to say that there's no latest a Suffolk, I'll be Sfora, I think. And also, even if you say it's a Rav, you know, you don't want the numbers to be rigged. So no matter how you do this Sfeik Sfeika, if it's working with Tom Rav, L'churi, you should be able to Mahapach it. Poshup shot. Okay. Whatever the case might be, so we got to answer that Kasha. So that's regarding Sfeik Sfeika being able to be Mahapach. So let's move now to another din by Sfeik Sfeika, and that is the following. Tosis and Ksuvus there on Tessa Mar Aleph asks the following din. Tosis asks, he says, in the case of Eishes Yisrael, which we said was one Sfeik, whether it's Onus or Ratzon, he says, I'll give you a Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe it was Onus or Ratzon, but when did she have beer with the other guy? Was she a Ketana or a Gedola? Because if she was a Ketana, there's a famous din in the Vomits of Samach Aleph Beis, Pitu Ketana Onusu. So if you hold Pitu Ketana Onusu, so she should be Mutter. So Tais Machadish is a tremendous Chiddush. He says, Shame Onus Chadhu. This is not a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika, because the first Sfeik was Onus or Ratzon. And even if it's Ratzon, Nachamol, it's Onus al Pidin, because she was a Ketana. That's not a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. Shame Onus Chadhu. So the Ramah in Kuf Pei Zayin Hilchos Nida writes, if a woman sees Dam, he says, it's possible to be for her to be Mekel, because maybe it's from the Makar, or maybe it's been at Stadim, and even if it's from the Makar, maybe it's a Maka in the Makar. It's from a wound. That's the Ramah's fake snake. And the Shach there, in Sifkar Chafes, Frek Nakasha, and he says, L'maisa, isn't this Shame Onus Chadhu? Both of them are not Dam Nida. If it's been at Stadim or if it's from the market, they're both saying it's not Dam needed. So he asks that it could be considered to be Shame Onus Chadhu. It's not a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. So there are different terutz into this kasha in front for the Ramah. But the Bir Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan writes in the Tshuvas, amazing. He says, you see from our Gemara that this is a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika, the second case, and it's Shame Onus Chadhu. It's Shame Onus Chadhu. The bottom line is, they're both saying it's either from the man or even it's from the woman. Maybe it's from what? Maybe it's from a wound in the urinary tract. Both of those are saying it's not Dam Nida. So you see from here that a Shame Onus Chadhu is considered to be a legitimate what? Legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. Alpidin, even if it's Shame Onus Chadhu. He brings a Raya from our Gemara. And the Rambam holds in Hilchos Isuri Bia, the Rambam holds Beferish in Hilchos Isuri Bia that Pitui Ketana is Lav Onus, a pair of Gimel Lacha Beis in Hilchos Isuri Bia. Pitui Ketana Lav Onus, what forced him to hold Pitui Ketana Lav Onus, who like the Yushalmi against the Bavli? But it could be, says the Prima Gaon, because the Rambam holds Shame Onus Chadhu is a good legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. So that's why the Rambam had to hold Pitui Ketana's Lav Onus, so it's not a Sfeik Sfeika. Otherwise, even though it's Shame Onus Chadhu, the Rambam holds it's a Sfeik Sfeika, a legitimate Sfeik Sfeika. Now, Lamaisa, it could be the Rebbe Kivager writes on this Prima Gaon, maybe that's only if one is in Metzias and one is in Halacha, because that was the Sfeik Sfeika. Is it Onus or Ratzon? That was the Metzias. And then Pitui Ketanasu makes it Onus al Pidin. Maybe when you do Metzias and Halacha, that will legitimatize the Sfeik Sfeika and won't be Shame Onus Chadhu. But maybe if they're both Metzias or both Halacha, maybe that would be a problem. That's what Rebbe Kivager says about this Prima Gaon. But Lamaisa, Lamaisa comes out, maybe, we could say, to forem for that original Kasha. In the Reisha, where it was a Sfeik Sfeika, maybe one would suggest that the reason why that's not a good Sfeik Sfeika, even if you hold it doesn't have to be Mahapech, Maybe you hold it's not a good space, because that's shame on Eschadu. Because what was the suffix? The suffix was it considered to be, you know, from the Meiraglaim or not? And that's maybe considered to be more of a what? More of an issue of considering it to be shame on Eschadu than this case of the situation where what? Where you have a maka. In the case in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, I can hear maybe that's more of shame on Eschadu than this case. So Lamaisa, maybe one would say that this fake sveik in the Reisha, whereas where she's the only one going to the bathroom, that's shame on Eschadu. Whereas in this situation, in this in Reish Pei Zayin, you could hear Lamaisa, that's considered to be, you know, more shame on Eschadu, Lamaisa, and therefore one could be Mechalik and say that would be an answer to that kasha. The reason why that sveik sveik is not a good sveik sveik, because it's shame on Eschadu. That's really shame on Eschadu. Maybe that's what one could suggest, perhaps. Okay, that leads us now to a third subsection now in this fake Zeka that comes from our Gemara. We mentioned before that a fake Zeka against a Dover Shish Matir, what's the din? So the Nachla Svi, here Beferish, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, asks Akashi, he says, he heard in the name of the Note of Yehuda. He heard in the name of the Note of Yehuda the following Kasha. He says, this Gemara, according to Reb Meir, seems to say, you do a snake snake and she's muteris. Why can't you do sofer shiv nekim and go to mikveh? It's a double shish l'matirin. Simen kuf pei zayin and sif hei on the Ramah, yes, this kasha. It's a snake snake against a double shish l'matirin. Just wait, let her be sofer, and that would be enough. So I was thinking, this is a raya brura, that snake snake against a double shish l'matirin is mutal, like we said from the Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Ramah is Sosa himself. The Ramah in Yordei Simen Kuf Yud Sif Ches says you have to be Machmir. But the Shach says in Hilchos Chadash, the Shach writes in Hilchos Chadash, the Ramah writes it's Mutter. If I have a piece of bread in front of me, I don't know if it's Yashin or not, or Chadash. So the Ramah says, I have a Sveik Sveik, it's Mutter. Maybe it's from many years ago. And even if it's from this year, it's considered to take root before the 16th of Nisan. So Sveik Sveik is Mutter. So Rabbi Kiveyer quotes there from the Mutzel Me'esh, that's shame on his Chadu. That's his kasha. But nonetheless, the Sfrek the Shach is a double shish l'matirin. Just wait on it. You see, the Ramah holds a snake snake is mutter by double shish l'matirin. But in your day in Kuf Yud, he held with machmer. So the Shach says, by a taruvis, that's where the Ramah is machmer. But if I have only a piece of bread, there's no taruvis. So Mamela could be mekel. So maybe it could be a raya from here that a snake snake is mutter against the double shish l'matirin. But the Note of Yudah says no. He says the following. He says that achila, you say a davar shishlam, you can only eat something once. But like I mean, the hetter bia, you have a hetter bia today, you have a hetter bia tomorrow. What do you lose today? You're never going to get it back. So he says we only will say the davar shishlam if you use rashi and bea and dafkim on beis atzu tochlan beisur tochlan behetter, because you can only do that once. But this is multiple times. So therefore, if it's multiple times, you will not apply this principle of. Davar shish l'matirin in this situation, because you're going to lose out on today. Yes, Rav. So this is what Lamaisa want. Maybe you could suggest that you bring a raya from here. Maybe that it's mutter. But if you say like the Note of Yehuda, one can reject that. And the Shach and the Magen Avraham seem to reject that teretz of the Note of Yehuda, because when they talk about kalim and they have situations of kalim where there's davar shish l'matirin, and they seem to reject that svara of the Note of Yehuda. So how would they get out of that? Maybe they would say what we're saying, the davar shish l'matirin l'maisa against a sveik sveika loses. It's taka mutter. Maybe based on that word of the Rav. Okay, also a fourth application that comes out from our sugi here by sveik sveika is the following. In your day, the Shari Dura quotes that you never say a sveik sveika if the one suffix is on a gufa davar and the second suffix is on a taruvas. Basically, the principle being that there's a big machlekes in Rishonim, do you say sveik sveika by trei gufe? When it entails two different gufim, do you still say sveik sveika? So it comes up in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where we say that a tumtum cannot be motzi another tumtum in shofar. So the Ra'im says on the bottom of the smog, he says like this. He says that You have a Sfeik Sveiker, why can't you be Motzi? The one who blows the shofar for the Tumtum is a Sofik Zohar. Maybe the one who's listening is in the Keva. And even on the Tzad that he's in the Keva, maybe she's in the Keva. So based on Sfeik Sveiker, why can't you be Motzi? He says you don't say Sfeik Sveiker by Trey Gufe. That's what he says. And that smack against Rashi and Subis and the Sugya Almanis Issa, Adaf Yadal went out by Almanis Issa, where Rashi describes the case of the name of Yosef Tovelum, where you have the following situation. You have a situation where a man throws a get to a woman, Sofek Karavla, and then he dies. And then she gets married to a Kohen, second husband, Tok Shlosha, and they have a child. So you know the father is Shvi Lawad? Is he Shvi Lashani or is he Tisha Kadashim L'Risham? So in that case, Rashi, the B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, says it's a Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika is, number one, the woman, you don't know if she's an Alman or not, because was it a good get or not? And number two, you don't know if the baby is a Cholom. And that's a Sveik Sveika, that's on Trey Gufe. So you see, B'Farish Rabbi Yosef Tovelim says you say a Sveik Sveika by Trey Gufe. So the Shach, the B'Farish right here, brings a Rai in Klal Dalet in the Klal Sveik Sveika from our Gemara, where he says B'Farish that here the second case is you have a suffix from the woman or the man, and Lamaisa, and then you have a suffix within the woman, maybe it's from the urinary tract. So Lachuri, you're saying it's fake Sveika by Trey Gufe. Maybe one could say that's a Raya, but then the Shach says he rejects that. Why does he reject that? He rejects that because when we talk about Sveik Sveika and Trey Gufe, they are separate Gufe. At least in the first suffix, it's a suffix Manish. Or Minaisha. The woman is in the first suffix. If the woman is in the first suffix, so that's not considered to be Mamish Trey Gufe. Then you pilpul within the suffix of the woman, is it considered to be from the Mach or is it from the Meir Glaim? So he says that's not considered to be pure Trey Gufe. So you have no Raya. He says the example of Trey Gufe is you have like an egg that's laid by a chicken, there's a suffix trefa. Was the egg born before the trefa came about in the chicken, or lamaisa, or was it not? Or was the animal even? Was the chicken even a trefa? Those are two separate sveikas. One suffix on the mother, was she a trefa or not? And the other suffix on the egg, did he emit after the trefa or not? So that he says trey gufa, but this case is not going to be considered a trey gufa. So lamaisa, you have at least four very strong applications of Sveik Sveika here by our Shita Remeir, even though we don't Paskin like it, but we said by Misapech, we said by Shemon Eschadu, we said by Devar Sheish L'Matirin, and we also said by this last din of Trey Gufe. Now, just to mention, very briefly, I wrote an article in Beis Yitzchak many years ago, whenever the Beis Yitzchak was published last, I know it was many years ago, whatever it was. But if you say this word of the Rav, that Sveik Sveika is, there's no latest asafik, there's a big machlekes whether Sveik Sveika can be motzi mamon in Rishonim. So if you hold like the Rav, that it's a, like I said, like it's a canon, usually sofik mamon l'kula. How could a Sveik Sveika be motzi mamon from that? But if you hold like the Rav's word, that there is no latest asafik, of course you owe me the money. I have a Sveik Sveika behind me. There's no shiloh. Also, the Mechaber in Hilchos Sfiras Omer seems to say a Sveik Sveika works, it allows you to say a bracha. You have a suffix whether you count it or not. In Tum Slomer, maybe you count it or not, and maybe each day is separate. That allows you to say a bracha, the Mechaber writes. So in a bracha, Shiloh, bracha, levatala, lotisa, but you see Sveik Sveika like the Rav, the latest asafik, there's nothing to pupil with. And then the Shach writes in the Klal Sveik Sveika, you can never make up your own Sveik Sveika. So, ein levados, he says, to make up Sveik Sveikas. If it's there in front of you, fine, there's a Sveik Sveika. But for you to sit and create one, it's not right. So Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out from the Rav, if you hold there's no latest a suffix by a Sveik Sveika, why not? Why can't you? It's right there. There's nothing. I didn't create anything. It's a heter gomer. Okay. So let's just close with the following. So first part we did with that the Rabbeinu Hananel. Second was with Rav Meir. And the third is this mahalik about the Sveik Sveika. Last, I just want to close with the Shail of Ksamen that we learned a little bit earlier, a few davim earlier. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, and the Suri Bia asks, he doesn't understand the whole concept of Ksamen. Why don't you say it's a Sveik Sveika? It's Safik Mibachutz. Suffik from the Isha, and Efsir is from the Aliyah, not from the Makar. So he's utilizing this stark concept of Sfeik Sfeikah. Valtika concept of Sfeik Sfeikah. He says, why do you have Ksum? The whole institution of Ksum is very sure. So one answer he says is that Nida is very Chomor. And normally we said, since Nida is so Chomor, the Chomor Machmer even by Sfeik Sfeikah. Which in light of the Rambam is interesting, because the Rambam, we said the whole lumdus of why Sfeik Sfeikah is Mutas, because something derives it anyways, derives it Lakula. Mirabana Lachumra, but it's Trey Sfeikah, they were Machmer. But by Nida, they were Machmer. Okay. That's one teretz. And then he gives another teretz. There's nothing to be told on. There's nothing to be told on. So, okay, so there's nothing to be told on, so therefore you have to be makra by ksum. You need a tliya. Until you have a tliya, you can't be makra. But the Kresu place he writes in Kufsadi, he writes like this. He says, it's very possible that it's not flippable, and it's also shemon eschadu. Why is it not flippable? So what are you going to say? It's from the Aliyah and from the Makar? Once you say it's from the Makar, you're done. You can't say it's Mibachutz. So it's not flippable. That's number one. And that's why you can't ask, how do we have Ksum? It's a fake. And number two, based on what we said, it could also be Shemon Eschadu. Because the bottom line is that, you know, it's not Damnitis. Okay, you could question that, but, you know, but the bottom line is that it is not Damnitis. So it's different than the classical Sfeik Sfeikah, because one is onus and one is enodachta. Those are completely different conclusions. But the halachas that are mutter. Here, you're saying that, you know, both these conclusions are not damnis. That's what the crazy place he wants it forever. Why there is no halacha lamaisa. That's why there's no problem of a Sfeik Sfeikah, the matter ksum. That's what he wants to tiny. That's the teretz he wants to say. Okay. Now, it's interesting that you could maybe dingzach on that, why it's not Shemon Eschadu also, because there is an interesting din, which we had already earlier with the Ran. It's an interesting din. Taisa says in Daf Yates that Dam Mina Aliyah is not Machshel LeKabel Tumah. Only Dam from the Makar is, Taisa says in Daf Yates. So as long as you can dig up a Nafkamina between the two Sfeikahs, then it's not Shemon Eschadu. So it chaps a Nafkamina in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara. So Lamaisa, the difference between the Dam Makram and Dam and Aliyah, there's a big Nafkamina. So if vis-a-vis the Dam, whether it's Machsher or not, that will chap a Nafkamina. That's a lot like the Rav HaShulchan. We said about that Ramah, about the Ramah, about the Chadash. Sveik Sveikah, we said, is Mutter. By Chadash, Frekta Rebbe Kiveg Mutzulesh, it's Shem Onas Chadu. The Rav HaShulchan says, there's a big Nafkamina to do Sveikahs, because when you bring the Korban Omer, it has to come from barley from this year. Not from previous years. So even though this nafkamina is not nogeil lemaisib, as man is there, we don't have the base of mikdash, but as long as you can dig up some nafkamina that legitimizes the Sfeik Sfeikah. So too here. Maybe you could say there's a little nafkamina, like Abi vis a vis Heksher, and therefore that's why lemaisib, you could say it's not the Shemon Eschadu. Maybe that's not a good teretz of the Kresu Plesi. Okay, and the last nakuda, just want to mention is the note of Yehuda asks, why don't we say Sufik Drabban Lakulan Ksum? Why don't we say Sufik Drabban Lakulan Ksum? Why is there a Ksum? So he wants to say that the Gemara has a Memal from Rav Shekhar mentioned this din, that Makomo Tome, Makoro, Makar's Makomo Tome. So the Dam is going to be a problem of Tumas Erev. So if the Dam were Makmaran, that'll also happen Afkamin on the woman as well. We have to be Makar. We cannot splice. We cannot separate the two. Even though Sufik Drabban Lakulo normally would say, but since we're Machmer vis-a-vis the Dam, we're also going to be Machmer vis-a-vis the woman as well. It's like the Ron said, why are some on a Dover Shein Makabel Tumah? On a Dover Shein Makabel Tumah? Because we're afraid of what, you know, being if we're going to be Machmer on the Beged, you got to be Machmer on the woman. If it's not going to be Makabel Tumah, then it's not a problem. It's the same word here. So that's why you're not going to associate Sufik Drabban Lakulo to get rid of Ksumah. So we try to get rid of Ksumah through Sfeik Sfeikah. We tried to get rid of it through Sfeik Drabban Lakulo. We weren't successful in either, and therefore we have the din of Ksumah. So there's a lot of nafkaminas that come out from this, even though, as I said, we passed the Yossi against the mayor, but a lot of nafkaminas that come out from this concept of Sfeik Sfeikah on our Almud. Okay, we'll stop here.